the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawk Talk Live. It's a 60-minute look inside the athletics program at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. This broadcast is brought to you by the Henson, United States Coast Guard, the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach, Courtyard by Marriott, Ocean City Oceanfront, Pivot Athletic Training, and M Street Grill. Now your host of Hawk Talk Live, Will DeBoer.
It is 6 o'clock on the Eastern Shore, and you're tuned in to Hawk Talk Live. Tonight we are at M Street Grill, just off of Route 13 in Princess Anne. For the next hour, we're bringing you all of the coverage, yes, every single bit of coverage on Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics, and we've got all the action for you right here on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you, Director of Broadcasting for Hawk Athletics. Ricky Pollitt's on assignment this week, so we are joined for the first time by Assistant Sports Information Director Matthew W. McCann.
Well, it's Matthew C. McCann, but it's a good debut for the first time.
Okay.
Being here for Hawk Talk.
M.C. McCann. Your folks only knew three letters when they named you, didn't
Apparently
they?
Apparently they did, and they were not ready for email, because trying to get my email address out to people is a torturous event.
Oh, my word, yes. Just the M, the C. It's a Wheel of Fortune nightmare, absolutely. But we're glad you could step in, Matt, and we're going to have some fun on the radio for the next hour. Right here at M Street, everybody's favorite restaurant in Princess Anne, Thursday night. Yes, how is your Thursday going, Matt?
Thursday's going excellent.
Yes.
It's almost the weekend. We're
yes,
really
indeed.
Excited.
Do you have plans for your Friday, which is tomorrow?
Well, I'll be at work on Friday. We got a couple things going on with the baseball team, golf teams, getting them ready for their spring seasons coming up. And then over the weekend, I'm excited to go home, actually check out college athletics as a fan. Delaware's taking on Notre Dame in Newark, and I'm excited to go.
How about
check
that?
Them out.
Is that on a Saturday or Sunday?
It is on Saturday.
On a Saturday. So 2 days from now.
2 days from now. And then 3 days from now on Sunday, we'll have Delaware women are going to play Delaware State. So I might be able to scout them out and get a little report back to Coach Batchelor about how the Hornets are looking this year.
Oh, there you go. The scout in lieu of other scouts. All right.
Sure,
jack
every
of all
little
trades.
Bit helps, right?
Absolutely. Well, yes, it's a Thursday, so you can come on down and join us at M Street. The Thursday night specials, pit barbecue sandwich and fries for $6. And the happy hour specials, they last through 7. 6 wings and fries for $5. 5 mozzarella sticks for $6. 4 chicken fingers for $5. And all of them come with fries of the French variety. Quite delicious. We hope you can join us for that. Our guests for this evening's program, Bobby Collins, head men's basketball coach at Eastern Shore, Myron Thomas, the freshman forward for the Hawk men's basketball team, and Jaleesa Johnson, senior bowler from the Hawk women's bowling squad, one of the two seniors on roster. We're glad to have them here tonight, but for now, we're going to dive right in and give you the general rundown of Maryland Eastern Shore athletics, starting with men's basketball. Hawks right now, what are they? They're 3-6, I believe.
3-6.
You think, oh, no, that's my primary sport. But yes, 3-6. They went 1-1 over the long weekend, beat American University at home 74-70 on Sunday. And this was a doozy of a win, reminiscent of all the deep MEAC comeback wins the Hawks had last year. Bethune-Cookman, think of that, games like that. They were down 55-43 with 14:40 to play in the second half. Came all the way back, took the lead inside the final 3 minutes of the ball game, and held off a couple of missed free throws. They made most of their free throws to win that game. Tyler Jones, 18 points to lead the way. He was 8 of 12 from the stripe, going along with 7 rebounds. Myron Thomas, 17 points. He was 7 of 8 from the charity stripe, and 10 rebounds for her first career double-double. And Matt, you were there. You were running the table, and your impressions of that. Pretty good comeback win for the Hawks.
Pretty good comeback win. Excellent job drawing fouls, getting good free throw shots from the line, and only 7 turnovers as an entire team for the 40 minutes of action. That is about as disciplined as you can get, really making very minimal mistakes and doing the best that they could to come back and win that ball game.
Oh, absolutely. It was a fundamentalist's dream. You know, 7 turnovers, 22 of 29 from the free throw line. That's 76%. They scored their last 8 points on free throws. They tied the ball game. They took the lead on free throws, and then they were able to shut down American on offense. I think the most impressive job, aside from the scoring, was Ahmad Frost. Frost, who came in as the glove and shut down Saeed Nelson, the sophomore guard sensation for the Eagles. He scored 20 points, but just 6 in the second half, and they really put the clamp on him, especially late down in the paint.
And one of the impressions I also saw besides the scoring was the offensive rebounding, especially in the first half. They had a lot of good second chance points, a lot of putbacks, tip-ins. When shots didn't go their way early on, there were people underneath that net to clean it up.
Oh, absolutely, they did. And that makes 3 non-conference wins for the Hawks this season. They had 3 non-conference wins all of last year. 2 of the wins this season have been against Division I opponents, American University and then Jackson State down in Florida. Just 1 of the wins last non-conference stretch was against a Division I opponent. That was the UTEP game in the Sun Bowl Invitational. And then they moved on, and a couple days later visited Duquesne to play the Dukes. Lost 86-61 on Monday night. Down 42-23 at halftime, but played them pretty much even in the second half. 44-38, Duquesne ultimately won the second half, but it was a lot closer, and it was highly reminiscent of the Georgetown game, where it may have been out of reach, but they still came in and did their job in the second half.
Yeah, always tough when you're going on the road to play an A-10 school, but it's good to see that you win little battles here and there, especially when you come out of a halftime down 19 points, where your team is resilient and you're going to battle and continue to try to claw your way back. Even if it doesn't pan out, that's what you want to see.
Oh, absolutely. And it got to be a 30-point deficit about 5 minutes to go in the second half. And they came back strong and you know, showed some pride at the very end there. Let's see, stat line. Logan McIntosh led the way, 14 points, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Another fine free throw shooting day for the Hawks. 3 rebounds, 7 assists in 38 minutes of action, and all after overcoming what Coach Bobby Collins described as hydration issues. He collapsed of dehydration in the locker room at halftime, came back, was still able to play most of the game, and what can you say? He's the senior leader for this team this year, and it's great to see him being able to overcome and, you know, not have that impact.
He's just a young man who battles, and I remember watching him in the opener against Valley Forge when he went down with an injury during that ball game, and he kept trying to get his way back into the game, He wasn't the guy who sat on the bench. If he wasn't able to get in there and play, he at least got on the exercise bike. He was going to do everything he could to get himself back in the game, and he was very, very focused when he had to sit out a couple of ball games to get back in and be ready to play and contribute to this team.
Focus, and he was ready the moment he came back, and really the team took a complete 180. They were an entirely different team when McIntosh was on the floor, aside from just being, you know, all sophomores and freshmen in the lineup. But the youngsters contributed in the Duquesne game as well. Myron Thomas, 10 points and 6 rebounds against the Dukes. He finished the week 13.5 points and 8 rebounds per game, and we thought around the office that maybe he's got a shot at NEAC Rookie of the Week. Unfortunately, R.J. Cole of Howard went for 22 points a game and 6.5 assists and a bunch of rebounds, bunch of assists, steals. So, all right, okay, fine.
It's tough to beat a 22 points per game stat line when you're trying to get a player of the week.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Kudos to R.J. Cole over at Howard.
Absolutely. Howard actually, I think they swept the weekly conference awards in the MEAC.
They
rookie
did.
Defense and then player of the year week in general. So
yes, I can't remember the names, but
a good week,
they did sweep.
A good week for our old friend Derek W. Bryant. There's the W.
That's where you're
yes.
thinking of the W. That's where it came in, yes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Good friend Derek. He's the new athletic or the sports information director at Howard.
Right. And actually, kudos to Howard, too. One more thing we noticed about them. We're going to talk about volleyball in a second, but their volleyball team went up to Penn State and became the first team in about 2 or 3 decades to go to the NCAA first round and win a set against the Nittany Lions.
All right.
They ultimately lost in 4, but to just go up there and just take a set from the number one team in the country was big for that volleyball team.
All right. Way to go, Howard. Way to go, MEAC volleyball.
Absolutely.
For taking a set from Penn State. Well, we can sort of shift gears here. Well, we'll get to volleyball in just 1 second here, but previewing men's basketball over the weekend. On the road again tomorrow night at Liberty, 7 o'clock tip time on your Friday night, 6:45 pregame show on SFM and Fox Sports 960 and all the places you can listen to Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics. Then Sunday, their second straight visit to Virginia Tech. They were there last year, lost 75-59. That's a 3 o'clock tip time on your Sunday and a 2:45 pregame. And, of course, going to Virginia Tech again, thanks to the connections with Ace Custis, assistant men's basketball coach, who has his number retired at the Raptors there in Blacksburg.
And one interesting side note about the Virginia Tech game, for freshman Cameron Bako, it'll be his birthday.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
No pressure, Cameron, but I'm expecting a pretty big game. It's your birthday, and that's usually when big moments come.
All right.
So we'll see what happens with Cam.
Well, as they would say, I think this was Master P or whatever, go Shorty. It's your birthday.
Exactly.
We'll see. Yeah, and Bobby's giving me the stink eye over here. Yes.
Yes.
Word up, Homer. All right. Matt alluded to this. Volleyball now, just really quick. Eva Vucevic, AVCA, all-region honorable mention this year for volleyball. 3.2 kills per set, which led the team. She led the MEAC in assists per set, almost a half or ace per set. Almost a half ace per set, and a 261 attacking percentage. That was seventh in the MEAC. So congratulations to Eva. She'll be a junior next year, just as strong, and it should be another good year for Hawk volleyball.
Will be. She's the first Hawk ever to receive this honor from the AVCA. We've had some other people win postseason awards, but this is the first one from the AVCA. And it goes to Eva. Just
first time for everything, yes. Yep. Women's basketball. They faced Virginia Tech on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, all the box scores got... lost in translation, shall we say. And, well, you can visit EasternShoreHawks.com to see how they did. It's the second Power 5 school they faced this year. They went up to Syracuse and faced the Orange in the middle of November, right before Alaska. And they're next in action Sunday against another Power 5 school at Wake Forest. They take on the Demon Deacons at 5 o'clock. Then it's the home stretch for women's basketball. Three games at home. Wesley on the 16th, Mount St. Mary's on the 19th, and UMBC on the 21st.
And one quick note, we have ECU also on the road at the end of the month. I think those are four winnable games for the Hawks.
Absolutely. Bowling, they were in action over the weekend. The MEAC North match up in Millsboro. The Hawks finished second behind their arch rivals at Delaware State. It was decided by a matchup on Sunday. The Hornets were able to win 924-882. The Hawks did beat the Hornets on Saturday. The Shore went 6-2 in that tournament. Now overall, they are 35-19, 12-4 in league play. And some notes coming out of that tournament. Alexandra Hernandez, congratulations to Alexandra Hernandez, MEAC Bowler of the Week. She was a top individual at the tournament, averaged 211.5 pins, which that half pin, that's the really difficult one to get.
Yes.
Her top performance, bowled a 247 against Coppin State. So congratulations to Alexandra and Coach Bandy and the whole Hawk bowling squad. They're off until January. They're in Reading, Pennsylvania, the 19th or 21st, the Kutztown Invitational. Now, finally, before we head to commercial break, we'll give some love to Indoor Track. Indoor Track competed valiantly at the College of New Jersey Open, which was held at the Armory in New York City. Yeah, we know.
Yes. Well, it's a great place to have a track meet, so I can see why the College of New Jersey came up from Trenton to help host that meet there.
And Matt, you're the main contact for Indoor Track, so you've actually got some heavy stats for us.
Well, we do have some congratulations to give out to Luann Gabriel and Janoy Brown. Luann's a senior from Dominica, and Janoy is from the Baltimore area. They both broke school records in the 300-meter. Those records had stood since the 1980s, that was a great achievement for two very good performers, one making his debut as a Hawk. So the sky is the limit for him, but that's a way to set the bar high right in your first ever meet.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's great to see. And the Hawks will be back in New York City. They'll be on Staten Island, the almost forgotten borough. We're not forgetting it here. It's Friday, which is tomorrow, the Wagner University Seahawks Shootout on Staten Island. You can visit EasternShoreHawks.com for coverage of that and the full results from the first indoor track meet. Okay, we're going to throw it to a commercial. When we come back, we'll have Bobby Collins, head men's basketball coach, breaking down the games against American and Duquesne and setting you up for Liberty and Virginia Tech over the weekend. Coming up next in the second segment of Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, success for our student-athletes isn't just measured by wins and losses, points on the scoreboard, or individual stats. It's also measured by their performance in the classroom, in the community, and ultimately graduation. Our student athletes aren't just playing to win a single game. They're playing to win at life. Because games end, but life keeps on going. The MEAC, educating student athletes for the game of life.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Celebrate the holiday season in Somerset County with unique events for the entire family. Shop local for special holiday incentives and a wide selection of gift items. Ring in the new year in downtown Princess Anne with the annual Midnight Muskrat Dive December 31st. Marshall P. Muskrat invites you to experience the fun with live music, contests, food, and spirits. Downtown merchants and vendors will be open late. Check out visitsomerset.com for more information. Somerset County, a great place to celebrate.
Did you know there's a phantom hiding in your home? In places you'd never suspect. In any instant-on device, like that great new HD TV or your family game console. Even your computer equipment, like printers, monitors, and speakers. Yep, the phantom is a pretty sneaky character stealing the electricity that's costing you money, even when your electrical devices are turned off. Don't let the phantom hide from you. Plug into power strips that you can turn off whenever devices are not in use. This reminder from Chop Tank Electric, a Touchstone Energy cooperative, keeping members first every day.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We are back. This is Hawk Talk Live. We are at M Street Grill here in Princess Anne, and our guest for this second segment, you know him, you love him, you've had him at 6:15 every week for a couple months here, and here he is again, Bobby Collins, head men's basketball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore.
Thank you, Will, and thank you, Matt, two of my favorite people.
All right.
Show me that look one time, Matt.
I'm trying not to drown everyone out with sound. I'll do better next time.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good look. You can look for that on the video once we post it.
Well, just so that everybody will know, mm-hmm. I've asked Matt every time I walk past his office to show me some grit, show me some fight, the same fight I want to see in my team. And so every time I pass by his office, I look in there, he's like, So it's like really entertaining. Yes.
Oh, and I'll do better next time for on the radio show when I come in and fill in for Ricky. Yes.
Gives him something to be. Okay, be tougher than this guy.
Right.
All right, Coach, we're here after a pretty good couple of days for the basketball team. The gritty win on Saturday, and then you mentioned you liked your team's effort in the loss at Duquesne on Monday. Let's start with the American game. We mentioned in the first segment it was reminiscent of all the comeback wins the team had last year, especially in MEAC play. From our perspective, it looked like both teams sort of had a short bench using only eight guys, and Hawks just sort of seemed to wear them down at the end.
Well, being at home, having our home crowd definitely made the difference in our game on the other night. It really, every game that we go into as a coaching staff right now, we never know what we're going to get. When you have a young team with the five freshmen and three sophomores and a handful of walk-on guys, you just don't know what you're going to get. But we had a great practice. We prepared, and the guys really bought in for that particular game, and that's what we got. We got the win. And we told our guys when they focus and they concentrate, anything's possible. We just need to be able to coach them hard and understand what we're saying, not how we say it, but what we're saying. And when you have a handful of freshmen, they really don't know. But we was very pleased and proud to see that our guys fought to the end, and we was able to come out with the victory.
Absolutely. And specifically, the offense, the free throws, we'll touch on that in a moment here. But defensively, we mentioned Ahmad Frost. Thomas Rivera from last year, he was a lockdown defender. He was the guy that you could always count on to mark the opposing team's best scorer. And we've been looking for someone like that since he graduated, but Ahmad seems to be the guy who is his heir now.
Well, you know, Ahmad is a physical guard. So we looked, we saw some things in him the other night. Now we know that we can post him as well. He's extremely strong. I think he's benching over maybe about 275 to 280 pounds. And we were able to go inside. He has great post moves. He does a great job. And I was just proud to see him just compete. Still until today, us as a coaching staff, we don't know who is our go-to guy. Mm-hmm. Because it could be Logan McIntosh. It could be Amar Frost. It could be Myron Thomas. It could be Tyler. It can also be, you know, we just don't know.
Yeah.
At any given night, we got four or five guys on the bench that are go-to guys that were scorers in high school. Cam Bako, we're still waiting for him to learn how to play with Logan McIntosh. When he finds his way, anything's possible with this team.
Mm-hmm. With Frost, you've always mentioned that you know, he's still getting his sea legs back after missing a year and a half. What do you think is the ceiling for him?
It's unlimited with his ceiling because he can do a lot of things. When he learned how to play off of Logan penetrating and kicking, you know, just when he's at the point, he knows how to run the point guard as well. He just got to find his way and know what we want. And he's still trying to find his way because really, in reality, he's just like a freshman. So he's still trying to find his way. When he finds his way, anything's possible with this team. And we just need to be able to get to January without any more injuries, without any more setbacks, because we're right at that point where I can coach those eight players.
Coach, one of the things I noticed is that for a young team, they do seem to have a fair amount of resiliency, especially in the American game where you guys started off very strong, the Eagles come back, and then you guys have to make a comeback of your own. And then again, in the Duquesne game where you're down 19 at half, how do you strive to preach resiliency in such a young team and not let them get downhearted when they're trailing or when momentum seems to be against them?
Well, American was a veteran team. Even though they were short in numbers, they were a veteran team. I had a young team, but the benefit that we had with that, we were playing at home. Our crowd kind of got into it, and we were able to pull it out. And I told those guys just to fight. Choose not to know any better. And when they chose just to listen and understand what we're trying to say, not how we say it, even though sometimes I get a little bit more over the top or very, very passionate about what I want to tell them. But don't listen to how I'm saying it. Listen to what I'm saying and go out and let's just win the game. And we'll figure the rest out later. So that's where we are. And even in Duquesne, when we got behind, I told our guys, let's win the next 4 minutes because we try to play in 4 minute segments. Win the next 4 minutes, and then we'll see what happens after that, and we'll play accordingly to that. And that's how we play the game.
We're talking with Bobby Collins, head coach of Hawk men's basketball. Touching again on that Duquesne game, Logan McIntosh, you mentioned it in the post game, the hydration issues, and he was still able to play 36 quality minutes. 7 assists was a season high for him. He shot extraordinarily well from the free throw line. Do you sense that he feels a sense of urgency knowing that he is the only upperclassman on this team this year, junior or senior?
Yes, absolutely. You know, he's the only senior that we have. I pulled him to the side and I said, hey, man, there is no tomorrow. Live for today. Go out and play like there is no tomorrow. And, you know, he laid it on the line. He played defense on this end. Then he pushed it in transition, which is where he's best at. Then he got back and defended, and then he pushed it again, and we were able to shorten the game from 30 to make it a 20-point game going into halftime because he was able to – he had another motor. But when he did that, he was exhausted. And when I wanted to sub him out the second half, he did not want it to be subbed. I said, hey, man, well, I need you to defend, and I need you to push it the way you did at the end of the first half. And he did a very good job with that, and – He's leading the team the best as he know how, and I'm learning as the head coach that I not only have to be the coach, I got to be the leader, I got to be the manager, I got to be the captain, I got to be everything for this particular team because it's so young.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and for the lessons for the kids at home, stay hydrated, drink water, drink the Gatorade, get all the electrolytes that you need. They'll help you out.
I'll tell you, when I was walking to the back and I saw him on his knees, I got nervous. I got excited, I got scared to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Based on what happened at South Carolina State this weekend when the young man fell on the court.
Oh, yeah.
And his heart stopped beating for 8 minutes. And they had to put the CPR, put the fibrillator on him, and you know, that was a scary moment, not just for my team. I mean, Coach Morgan is a very good friend of mine, and I know him very well. And obviously, when I was watching that game and I saw that, it was very tough. So when I saw Logan on his knees right away, I thought, wow, don't let this be one of those moments where I got to go and put my CPR work on him.
Yeah.
But that was a very, very nervous moment.
Yeah, definitely. Our regards go to South Carolina State as well. I know we're visiting them January, I'm pretty sure. I know that you guys, you know, you'll have a moment down there. And
absolutely.
And on a side note, kudos to the athletic training staff at South Carolina State. They were there. They responded quickly. They did their job to the best of their ability, and they got him back, resuscitated him, and he's doing well as far as we know. So,
and the young man is doing well. Yes. I heard that they put a defibrillator on him now, so he's responding and he's doing well. And obviously his basketball career is over, but at least he's alive.
Absolutely. Looking ahead now, Liberty University, that's the Friday matchup. They're 6-3 this year, coming off of a tough overtime win at Georgia State on Monday. Richie McKay's built them into a pretty good program over the last couple of years. But one thing that you look at immediately on the roster is that the Hawks and the Flames sort of match up size-wise. The tallest active player they've got is 6'8".
Well, that's a good thing. You know, Logan McIntosh and Amari Frost obviously are our two guards. But we have relied heavily on Tyler and heavily on Myron Thomas, which is a freshman, to give us some stability in the post. They got to do their job. They got to work early because that's a very, very smart team. They're a very, very physical team. They're an aggressive team. And we got to go out and just do what we do and try to limit their opportunities and play smart on our end and not just take bad shots or quick shots because it turns into easy shots for them. And we don't want to give those opportunities. Coaches come from Virginia. Mm-hmm. Virginia is known for their defense. That is the stingiest defense in college basketball. Most teams don't want to play any teams from Virginia, well, that team from Virginia, Cavaliers, that is. Mm-hmm. And we just got to be able to execute. We got to be able to knock down the shots that they do give us, and we got to get some second shot opportunities and some easy opportunities in order to give us a chance to win that particular game.
Mm-hmm. You said Liberty earlier, you said that they run a pretty good system and they play a good style of basketball. Without giving away your entire game plan here, what are some keys that might help you get them out of that system and give you a chance to be competitive in that ballgame?
Well, again, it's really all about us. It's how we go out and how we perform and how we play. Any given night, we're capable of beating any team. But we just have to focus. We have to concentrate. And we got to knock down shots. When we're knocking down shots, we are capable of beating anybody. It's just the fact that we have struggled in some instances in knocking down shots. We got to get Cam Bakeout going. We got to get Amari Frost going. Myron Thomas and Tyler Williams have given us some things. But we got to get some consistency across the board when we need a basket because we've gone into droughts just about every game. But we got to know that we have a person that we can go to that can give us a basket and give us a good look.
And before we let you go, the Sunday matchup at Virginia Tech, another matchup with a Power 5 school. I know Ace Custis is probably looking forward to getting back there again, but your overall goals for a matchup against a team that you guys played pretty tough against last year, a 75-59 loss, but it was single digits up until like 10 minutes to go.
I'll tell you, Virginia Tech is not the big team that we have played and that accustomed to, but they play extremely hard. Their personality definitely takes after their coach. He's a little bulldog that really attacks, and I think they're probably, if not number one in the country in scoring, they're close to it. So we really got to do a very good job of defending. We really got to do a good job of getting back in transition defense. And we definitely got to limit them to one shot. And when we got the ball, we got to make sure that we're executing and getting the shot that everybody knows that they're going to take.
All right, Coach, thanks. And best of luck this weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Bobby Collins, everybody, Hawk men's basketball coach, Liberty and Virginia Tech Friday and Sunday. You can visit EasternShoreHawks.com for more information on everything men's basketball. We'll take a break. When we come back, I think I see Myron Thomas out there.
Let me see it one time, Matt.
Yeah. That was better, wasn't it?
There we go. Yeah. But we'll be right back with the second half of the show. This is Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya! Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village. 410-621-5040.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hassa Restaurant on the Bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
Hey Hawks fans, season tickets are on sale now. Visit UMESTickets.com to get your basketball season tickets. Stop by the athletic office, go online, or check your mailbox. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore tickets. There's no better place to be this basketball season than the Heights, cheering your Hawks on towards a conference championship. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore basketball season tickets now at UMESTickets.com. Support Eastern Shore Athletics, because after all, this is our shore and our team.
Hi, you lost?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Sleigh bells are ringing, the clock is ticking, and we've got big-time deals to get you in the spirit of gifting. Peebles is having a one big sale. This three-day, all-day doorbuster goes Friday through Sunday, and you get 40% off your purchase. Get your holiday shopping done in style with new apparel, accessories, gifts, and more. Plus, it's 25% off cosmetics and fragrances, including our best brands. Go online in today's deals or download our app to get your special coupons. Peebles, what will new bring out in you? Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
Welcome back. This is Hawk Talk Live. Second half of the show coming up right now. Will DeBoer and Matt McCann with you here at M Street Grill. Still another half hour of the happy hour and your Thursday special, the pit barbecue sandwich. Quite tasty and much recommended. All right, we're calling an audible here. We're welcoming our third guest. Second, we're doing more time warp style stuff right here. So we're going to welcome to the program right now the senior bowler from right here on the shore, Del Mar, Delaware specifically, Jaleesa Johnson.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Glad you could make it on short notice.
Hey, no problem.
Absolutely. So here we are a couple months into the bowling season, reaching the hiatus, if you will. How do you feel the season's gone so far?
I feel like this season has gone pretty well, actually. It's definitely, a difference from last year coming into this year. I feel like we're definitely at the top. But, of course, with any team, you know, you can do better. And we strive for better. We strive for excellence. We want to be the best we can be. So I feel like everything is going pretty well.
All right, and you're one of the two seniors on the roster, Melanie Copey being the other.
Yes.
How have you adjusted to taking on that new expanded leadership role that comes with being a senior?
It's pretty difficult but easy to adapt to. You know, as being a senior, you are the leader for your underclassmen and your fellow teammates. So it's one of those roles that you just have to take on, and you have no other choice but to do it because you want to set a good example for your upcoming seniors and juniors and all that.
Congratulations on a good last weekend at the MEAC number 2. You averaged a 192.
Thank you.
We talked a lot about Alexandria, but you were right behind her. And wanted to get your thoughts on the past weekend and What were some of your positives and things you may want to work on going forward?
Definitely one of the positives is keeping positive energy. Positive energy equals a positive mindset, and that equals positive outcomes. And that's something that everybody should want. And look what happened. I mean, I had positive outcomes. Granted, there are things I want to work on, like higher strike percentage and, of course, feeling confident within every shot. But you have your highs and your lows, and it'll get better over time. But definitely a great weekend. I'm awesome. Super proud.
Oh, yeah. Great. And to be at home for a couple of meets after going on the road for so long. I mean, basketball knows a lot about, but bowling knows all about that, too. Well, what's been your favorite long trip that we've had so far this year?
Oh, that would definitely be the Bearcat Open in Illinois. That was a great tournament, and it was super fun. Of course, being in Illinois, it's like, you know, you're away from the shore. And, you know, very refreshing to get a break.
I grew up around there. What's special about Illinois? There's really nothing that much about it.
That's all right. I mean, I'm not very picky about where I want to be. As long as it's somewhere away, it's like a little vacation, you know?
That's what happens for people who grow up on the beach, folks. You get away from the beach into the middle of a cornfield, and it's a vacation. We should all be so lucky.
It's absolutely great. I mean, I definitely won't forget it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to forget Illinois. Going back now to the very beginning, I always like chatting about sort of origin stories with athletes. When did you first get into bowling? You know, your very beginning, your first memory of the big heavy ball and the pins.
Well, I wish I could remember me actually throwing my first ball on the lane, but that was when I was 3. I don't remember much from, you know, 18 years ago, but what I will say is that my parents got into it later on in their lives, not like recently, but when they were coming to be an adult, and then they really got heavy into it, and then they decided to put me in it because I'm not a very physical contact sport kind of girl, so I like to keep my distance. So they're like, why not put you in bowling? And I've been bowling since I was 3, and here I am now, collegiate bowler.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to have worked out pretty well.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
When did you first realize that, hey, this is going to be more than just a hobby, I could actually go somewhere with this?
I realized it when I got in high school, actually. I started bowling competitively, like on a league when I was 11, you know, a little bit late for the typical bowler, but in high school, I started traveling to different tournaments, such as Junior Gold, this like week-long or so tournament held in the middle of the summer. You know, you meet a bunch of people from all around the U.S., and it was a good experience. I was like, I can do the same thing and more in college, so why not do it?
Well, there you go. And you're here. You didn't have to go very far for bowling. With the two colleges on Delmarva, Del State and Eastern Shore, that have strong bowling programs, it seems like that would trickle down into the youth bowling scene. Like, it seems like there'd be quite a bit of participation. Is that accurate to say?
Very much so. Very much so.
All right. Yeah, straight up answer.
That's we like that.
A straight like shooter. Jaleesa Johnson, she's a straight shooter, and she's from the Hawk bowling team right now. She's our guest, and a reformed Hawk, shall we say. You committed originally to Delaware State. You were there for a year before heading south of the Delaware-Maryland border. What made you decide to transfer a little bit to Princess Anne?
Well, being at Delaware State, you know, especially as a freshman, you want to get settled in and you want to feel like it's somewhere you want to be for the next 4 years. And bowling-wise and school-wise, it's and environmentally, I just didn't feel like it at home. Granted, I am from Delaware, yes, but it didn't feel like somewhere I'd be like, oh, I'm happy to go to class, or I have to do this with my friends, this and that. I didn't feel that like I feel here. So being that my parents also went to UMES, I was like, why not just transfer there and see what happens?
Well, you say you're from Delaware, but you're also from Delmar, which is a little town too big for one state.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Half of it's in the state down south here in Maryland. So you got a connection that way.
Yeah.
There you go. It's our dual state citizenship, if you will. But you're here. You're still here. So clearly it was the right decision. When did you realize that you had made the right decision?
Sophomore year, immediately after the transfer. I have some family and friends that also work here, so it definitely felt like a big family reunion, and it was great knowing that I have people on campus that have my back if I have any problems, so it's like my parents away from home.
There you go.
One thing I know about Delaware State, because I've seen Julius and the team in action, is that Delaware State's strike call, their cheer, is Hornet Strike, and We tend to be a little bit more unique here on the shore. So what is your special cheer for when you had a strike, and what is your favorite of a teammate's?
Actually, this year we don't have any special cheers.
Oh, you don't?
No?
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
No.
No, I don't. Years past.
All right,
have,
segment's over.
Yeah. That's but are you still doing the Hawk Pride and all that one, or are you still are you, so you all you guys are just all business now?
We have revamped everything.
That's good. That's good. I like being all business. So
same, because it comes down to business when it comes to bowling, trying to win.
Yes.
You know, I can imagine that can be pretty intimidating. You know, the other teams coming in with their cheers and stuff, and it's sort of cutesy, and then you guys roll in, dead, silent, stony face, like, oh, man, they mean business.
Yes. We let our balls do the talking, just let it roll. Hey, finals result, sorry.
That's good.
See you later.
I like it.
George Harrison style, let it roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're here, you're at Princess Anne, and you're the one local star that the Hawks have. Everybody else has pretty much come from here and yonder and far, but you are the hometown kid. So do you feel like you've been carrying the torch for other local up-and-coming bowlers who can say, hey, she went to Eastern Shore, I can go there too?
Yes, definitely. Especially being a senior, it's like, there are upcoming amateur bowlers, like youth bowlers that are trying to look for colleges. And being that we're so small on the Eastern Shore, I feel like definitely I'm being a good example of leading them. Like, you don't have to go this far away from home if you don't want to. You know, you have other options here that will be willing to accept you regardless. So
I'm sure with everybody else coming in from around the country, you knew where all to go with them. You know, it's like, I don't go there. That's the tourist spot. If you want something really fun, you got to go to this place.
Right.
I'll take you.
Right. That's the props of being a student athlete, I guess, especially being local.
And Turner, how fun is it to have a team gel when you're the Delmarva bowler, and then you bring in people from all parts of the country and then all parts of the world? How fun is that to gel as a team? Is it easy? Is it tough?
It is. I want to say it's both. It's okay. Easy and tough. But when the going gets good, there's no failure. It's a great feeling. It's a feeling that you want all the time, because it feels like you have encompassed everybody's culture and this and that. And it's like you're an Olympic team. You know, like, who would have known that 12 strangers from across the U.S. and other countries would come together and end up being champions?
Oh, that's good. It's a mission statement of Hawk Bowling. We'll print that and put it up everywhere for sure. Last question before we let you go here. It's your last year. You're coming up on your last semester of bowling. So how are you looking to finish things here as the calendar turns to 2018?
Oh, wow. Oh, I hope to definitely finish things on a good note. I hope we, as a team, win MEAC championships and USBC and NCAA. I mean, we were very close. We won MEAC last year, of course, but we were very close to winning NCAA and USBC. So I hope this time we can, just take the bull by the horns and just win it. And that would be a super great ending. And I just want to end, with a 4.0. That's all I'm shooting for.
There you go. The important thing, kids.
Yes.
Stay in school. Stay hydrated. We're doing all the moral lessons tonight. We're knocking them all out.
Yes.
All right, Jaleesa, thanks. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Have a good finals week, Christmas, all that good stuff.
Thank you. You guys, too.
And good luck going into the spring.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Jaleesa Johnson, everybody, from Hawk Women's Bowling. They're off until January when they're in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Kutztown Invitational. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, I see Myron Thomas in the building. He will be our final guest of the night on Hawk Talk Live here on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
In the Mideastern Athletic Conference, success for our student-athletes isn't just measured by wins and losses, points on the scoreboard, or individual stats. It's also measured by their performance in the classroom, in the community, and ultimately graduation. Our student-athletes aren't just playing to win a single game. They're playing to win at life. Because games end, but life keeps on going. The MEAC, educating student-athletes for the game of life.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Life happens. With ADT, you can feel safe with an ADT starter kit professionally installed for only $49. Call today and install an ADT starter kit that includes security panel, keypad, key fob, entry and motion sensors, and for a limited time, get a camera included and installed at no additional cost. That's a $449 value installed for just $49.
Requires 36-month monitoring contract, QSB, and EasyPay. Activation early term fees may apply. Certain marks excluded. License available at ADT.com, Florida EF001121, Louisiana F1679.
With the holidays in full swing, every little thing you cross off your list makes the season a lot less stressful. Start with a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. Then pick up Hershey's Kisses, now 2 for $5, and all of the other holiday essentials like Christmas lights and wrapping paper. Plus, Hallmark cards for family and friends are now buy one, get one free. Stop into your neighborhood CVS pharmacy today and save big on all the little things you need this holiday. Restrictions apply. See circular for details.
Back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
Oh. Welcome back. Final segment of Hawk Talk Live. And our guest for the final segment, the 6'8 freshman from the land from Cleveland, Ohio, leads the team in points and rebounds, 12.4 points a game, 5.4 rebounds per contest. Myron Thomas, everybody. Myron, we're glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, here we are. We're about a month into your first season of college basketball as a freshman here. How do you feel it's gone so far?
It's fast. It's a fast-paced system. You got to adjust pretty quickly from high school.
Well, there you go.
How do you like college in general in terms of the first couple months of being a college student?
It's most definitely different. It's a lot more freedom, but I like it. It's a lot more fun. I get to engage with my teammates more than I did in high school. We get to interact on different levels. And I like my coaches. Our coaches, they're really down to earth, and they understand us. So I think college is better. I really like it more than high school.
Yeah, that's true of just about anything right there. Yeah. College better than high school. Going back to your days in high school, even before that, I noticed on the website, Montana, your nickname. Yeah. Very clearly you're not from Montana. So how did you get to that nickname?
When I had my first 2 years, I had went to a different high school than the one that I graduated from.
Oh.
And so when I finally transferred during the summer, I was getting to know my new teammates, and they kept asking me what was my name. And I would tell them my name is Myron, but on my point guard, he was actually in the same grade as I. He came up with the nickname Montana, and it just stuck ever since that day. And so ever since then, people have just been calling me Montana, and then it just stuck.
It worked when you grew to the size of Montana at 6'8", so I guess it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
So, you grew up in Cleveland, a big, big basketball city, especially in the last 20 years or so. What was the life growing into basketball at a time when the Cavs were the center of the basketball world?
For as long as I lived, the Cavs have been the center of Cleveland. Even when they were bad, like, they were the topic of the news. Why are the Cavs so bad? Why is LeBron leaving? When is LeBron coming back? Is LeBron coming back? I remember all those days. I remember those times where Cavs tickets were free and you can just go to the Cavs game and just watch. You know what I'm saying? When we had Mo Williams and we had some good players. They were pretty decent, but they were never really like true contenders until we got LeBron back. But when I was growing up in Cleveland, I didn't start playing basketball until I got to high school, until my ninth grade year. I used to box, actually. And so it was a different aspect growing up, you know what I'm saying, in the inner city.
Mm-hmm. So when we were watching that Creed movie, the Rocky VII, the other day, that was sort of, hey, I know that. I know what that life's about.
Yeah, it's a different, most definitely a different lifestyle. It's harder. It's a harder workout. It's a harder schedule. I'm saying, yeah, I didn't really get to see my family a lot. I was in the ring a lot. I was traveling more than I am now in college basketball. Cool. It's a lot harder training. It's your endurance, your body health. You got to take care of your body. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more. It's a lot harder.
All right, so you shifted gears from boxing to basketball at a late age, but you know very clearly you had a knack for it, Division I scholarship. But when did you first realize that, yeah, this is really going to be something for me?
When I transferred high schools after my sophomore year. My freshman and sophomore year, I was naturally good just off being long and skinny, you know what I'm saying, being able to get up and down the court. And I had a little jumper on my freshman year, and it really picked up after my sophomore year when I transferred to Cleveland Central Catholic. And that's when I really picked up basketball. I was like, oh, I can see myself doing this as a career.
All right.
One of the things you mentioned about Cleveland Central Catholic is that your rivals were St. Vincent St. Mary's, which was the high school that LeBron James played at. What was it like playing in that rivalry? Was that something that got you set up to come and play in an environment here?
Yeah. Also, I played for LeBron and also against LeBron's high school team, but playing against his high school team, we prepared physically and mentally way harder than we did for any other season game, because we not only played them during the regular season, but they were the game before the championship game. So we had to see St. V in the regional championship before we can go to states. So we prepared for those guys more than anybody. You know what I'm saying? Every time I remember in high school, my high school coach emphasized on St. Vincent St. Mary so much, because Drew Joyce, the head coach of St. Vincent St. Mary, was like Einstein of basketball. He knew ins and out. He could make good players great. And we had to prepare for them really, really, really tough.
Sort of thing, the Duke of the Cleveland private school circuit, they're always a big shadow looming over you.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Switching gears a little bit here off the basketball court, you've been very active in your community back at home. Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year earlier this year. Can you talk about certain things that you did for the community?
I was actually an active leader in my community. Also, I grew up in the inner city, so I tried to be, you know what I'm saying, one of the youths that tried to change a lot in my city, because it's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of schools closing down. And one of those things where I tried to open up some of those schools that were closing down to increase enrollment, because when you close schools down, the schools that are open, the classroom sizes get bigger, and it's harder for inner city kids to learn. You know what I'm saying? And there's gangs, there's violence. And so when you put more kids into those classrooms, it's harder for them to interact with each other and try to get their education. And so one thing that I tried to do, I tried to open up more schools and try to get funding for those schools to open back up, to decrease those class sizes for those kids to be able to understand that, you know what I'm saying, we can have a great city here.
Yeah, well, you got a good education yourself there at Cleveland Central Catholic. Even got a guest column in the Cleveland Plain Dealer not too long ago, and it was called "A Tough Past Doesn't Have to Destroy Your Future." Yeah. How did that come about? How did you get to write in the main paper for Cleveland?
It started as for the Boys and Girls Club. One of the things that for me to be Youth of the Year, I had to write an essay, and one of the essays was it was one simple question that it was so easy for me to answer. It said, "What have you overcame?" And so for when the one thing I thought about, you know what I'm saying, what have I been through, what have I overcame in my life, being from the inner city of Cleveland, seeing a lot of violence, seeing a lot of gang violence, you know what I'm saying? So when I wrote that letter, I had wrote it to a guy, I forgot his name, but he read it, and he was the guy that actually sent it to the Plain Dealer, like, you guys need to look at this. And so like one eye opened up another, and then ever since then it just took off. And they put it in the paper, and my high school coach, he was really proud, because he didn't think that I could write that good. He was surprised.
Man of many talents here, yeah. Myron Thomas, forward on Maryland Eastern Shores basketball team. Matt, anything to ask him before we shift to his sort of coming here?
I got a couple questions about that, so let's just
all right. Yeah. So you had offers from Youngstown State, Cleveland State, and Maryland Eastern Shore, and you decided to come all the way out here. I know we've talked about this a couple of times, but overall made you decide that this would be the place for you and a chance to leave Ohio?
One thing was the coaching staff, my mom, my family, we really felt a connection with the coaching staff. We felt that this could be a great place for me to thrive and to be successful on and off the court, for me to be able to get my education and also succeed on the court. And then it's time for a winning culture here on the shore.
It sure is.
What else attracted you to this area of the country anything besides basketball you'd like to share about this part of the country that you like?
The weather. It's a lot. It's really, really cold in Cleveland. Like around this time, I think it's like 20 degrees back at home. It's snowy. And now out here, you know what I'm saying? It's a little wind. Like I'm used to this now. Like this is fall weather. So it's a break from that hard winter that we usually get.
Now, as a Midwestern transplant myself, yeah, you'll appreciate getting to come to a place where the folks around here think that 40 is cold, and you'll be out there in a light jacket and be like, what? What's the big deal?
Yeah, and this could be famous last words here, but not a lot of snow here either. So that's something mm-hmm. that'll help the cause. Yeah, knock on wood. Yeah. I don't even know if this is wood. That might be dangerous.
Yeah.
Get on the table.
Yeah, not a lot of snow, but yeah, every year there seems to be one. And we were in Durham, North Carolina when it hit last year when you were a senior still in high school, and game got pushed back. Everybody was driving like maniacs and stuff. And I'm sure for you, it's just like, oh, it's a light dusting.
Yeah.
So you're coming here and to this winning culture, far away, but a freshman, but still relied upon quite a bit with the basketball team. Bobby refers to you as the heart and soul of the team quite a bit. But you've never shied away from a challenge. So what's it been like to live up to that one?
It started from when I was really young. I grew up with just my mom and my sister, so I had to take on that role as a man very young. So that brought to my attention that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to be prepared for bright lights. And also during my high school season, you know what I'm saying, I grew up in draft conditions, so I was ready for those times when there were a lot of people in the stands cheering. You know what I'm saying? And even if it wasn't for me, if it was for the other team, I was ready to take on that challenge. And so, like, now I'm ready to carry that burden if it comes to that.
So I think you've already answered my question, but so all that stuff helps you pretty much drive into a leadership role as a freshman.
Yes. Yeah. I've been a leader I don't even know. Some people have forced me to be a leader just because I draw attention to myself and I can get people to listen to me.
You don't know any other way, basically. You're just used to it, and it's a natural inclination for you to just go ahead and be a leader. That's great.
Yeah, and especially in a team like this where you know, everybody's got to grow up fast. I mean, you did grow up fast, but when freshmen got to play like sophomores and sophomores like juniors, et cetera, it seems like a natural fit.
Yeah, it is. It's a great fit.
All right. Before we let you go here and sign off, I know you've talked about MEAC Rookie of the Year. You're really going after that. What are some other things that you're particularly looking forward to as your freshman year goes on and complete itself?
For an individual goal, but for as a team goal, I'm looking to go undefeated at home. You know what I'm saying? We played I played my first home game at the gym against American, and I love that feeling playing here on the Eastern Shore. And one of the goals that I want to complete as a leader on my team is to be undefeated at home.
Well, 2-0 so far, so it's
good
looking pretty
right
good.
Good start right there. Yeah.
All right, Myron, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you again. All the best this weekend in Liberty and in Virginia Tech. And, we'll have you back sometime, I'm sure.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Pleasure talking to you. Yeah.
Myron Thomas, everybody. Maryland Eastern Shore's freshman sensation and the future of the program. All right, we've got to wrap things up here. They're chasing us out. But I want to thank my guests for this week, Bobby Collins, Jaleesa Johnson, Myron Thomas. Good week for Hawk Talk Live on this beautiful Thursday. On the shore. Thursday, yes. Breaking down your weekend for you. Men's basketball's in action twice. Liberty on Friday, Virginia Tech on Sunday. Coverage starts at, 15 minutes before tip-off. So 6:45 on Friday, 2:45 on Sunday. Women's basketball is at Wake Forest on Sunday. And then indoor track back in New York City, Staten Island, for the Seahawks shootout. You can check out EasternShoreHawks.com for more information and everything that you could possibly want from Eastern Shore that we haven't given you already. So, Matt, thanks for stepping in here.
Thanks very much for having me, Will. Safe travels to you and the basketball teams over the weekend, and best of luck.
Oh, thank you. And we'll be back here and, all over the place. Virginia, we're going out to Nebraska and Iowa.
You'll be all over
up.
The place, yeah.
All over the place, yep. All right, that just about does it here for Hawk Talk Live. Our radio producer, Steve Clendenin. You can visit sfmsports.net for all the local sports coverage on the shore. Video producer Jacob Brumley with the Delmarva Shorebirds takeover tonight. Jacob filling in for Langston Frazier. Look for the rebroadcast of this show on Eastern Shore Athletics social media. We'll try and get that up over the weekend, probably Saturday, if things go right. Matt McCann, of course, our co-host. Ricky Pilot's on assignment. He'll be back hopefully next week. Otherwise, Matt, we may be drafting you into further service here.
Well, hopefully you'd like to have me back. Hopefully I did well for my first draft.
Well, it's just a question of, union stuff.
So I guess
we'll have
to clear
that. All right, we're back on the air Thursday, December 14th. Thursday, December 14th for another edition of Fun here at M Street Grill. Until then, on behalf of all of us here from Princess Anne, this is Will DeBoer saying so long and a pleasant good evening to you from the shore.